Fox News, and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Well, okay. Yes, here we are. Hi, Patty. Hi. Having a great conversation here. 884-9910. It's the topic now, reverse mortgages. Patty Wood is the reverse mortgage expert. We're so honored and grateful to have her on. It's one of the most misunderstood things around the reverse mortgage. Tell me what you think of this, because I was thinking of this on the way to work, Patty Wood. To me, having a reverse mortgage is this true or not? It's effectively selling the house and getting paid month by month in advance to the end of time.
Well, I guess you could look. I guess you could look at it that way, but you're not really selling the house yet.
Well,
because
right,
you, when you come to the end of your day, whoever you leave your estate to, they don't have to sell the house. If they want to keep the house, they just refinance the loan that's against the property, and they can keep the house.
So they can.
They can. But it's not. That's why I say you're.
But if you sell the house, though, Patty, you could also buy it back. I mean, so it's kind of cool to think of it that way. That I'm selling the house, but I get to live in it, and I'm getting paid month by month in advance for selling the house. To me, it makes a great deal even greater.
That is a good way to look at it.
Oh, well, sure. Just an idea I had.
Sure.
Okay, question I had from the last time you were on. Can Social Security recipients get a reverse mortgage?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is non-taxable. Remember, this is not income that you have to claim. So in 17 years, I've never had it affect anybody when they get a reverse mortgage.
So Social Security, the government won't come and say your income's too high because you're getting the reverse mortgage payments?
Correct.
No,
that's not counted as income. It is not counted as income. Now, if you are on Medicaid, you're more than likely they're going to have a lien against your property anyways. At the end of your day, that's, you know, part of it's going to have to get paid back. Mm-hmm. If you're somebody that's been on food stamps or I have to be real sensitive. I don't know how to. It's EBT, I think, is what it is.
Really?
For older people. Anyways, you know, maybe they're getting government assistance of some kind. Well, if you own your house and you have all this equity in your house, why not take out the reverse mortgage where you can draw from? And, you know, some people that I know, okay, they get $300 a month. Well, if you can get $300 a month from the government, or you can pull money out of your house and get $1,500, I mean, wouldn't that be a much better deal? And especially because you don't have to make monthly payments on it. Now, you don't have to in government assistance either, but I still say that if you have all this equity sitting in your house, at the end of your day, they're not going to dig a hole big enough to take the house. So why not utilize the equity that you have in your house to have a better life in your senior years?
I'm very impressed that the government doesn't try to grab a chunk of this, because I'll tell you, when I had to turn in my keys to Channel 2 and by my own health, I got into Medicare because I was over, you know, 62 or 5, yeah. I had to pay a lot for Medicare because they were basing it on my previous salary. IRMA is what they call it.
Right.
And so they counted that, the money I was taking in, as a reason why I had to pay more for Medicare. The money you get from your reverse mortgage does not do the same.
No, absolutely not.
That's incredible.
This is not taxable income. This is equity that you're taking from your home. So more than likely, you've already paid taxes on money income that you've earned, and that's what you've used to make your house payments or to pay down your loan, whatever. But no, it's non-taxable. And now,
but they're known to tax twice now. I mean, no, when I was working, I paid my taxes on my paycheck. And then when I was forced to retire, I had to pay the taxes again on that money that was the capital gains, taking it out and buying,
Welcome to the world of
government
and politics. It is a great loan, yes, and it's non-taxable. Now, if you're younger, let me just say a couple things. You have to be 62 or older. It's not a huge benefit when you're 62, only because you get, with the interest rates being higher, the reverse mortgage is based on your age, the appraised value, and the interest rate. So if you're 62, then it's going to be, you're going to get less money out of your house. If you have a mortgage, I always encourage people, call me and I'll run the numbers for you.
But if you get it at 62, you have a longer period of time to get the monthly payments.
Correct. If you have enough equity in your home, or if you have, if you have no mortgage on your property. But the good thing is if you've lived in your home for a few years, or you've bought and sold and bought and sold and bought and sold, and so you have a lot of equity in your home, then yes, it's a great loan for you to be able to take out money, never have to make a monthly mortgage payment. You still have to pay your taxes and insurance, which most people, if they've already paid off their mortgage and they have no mortgage, they have to pay their taxes and insurance anyways. So they're used to that. But why not take out money? Another point, I've spoken to a few people this week, and with the investment accounts, how the stock market is going this and that, and their investment accounts, they're losing money every day. And then if they want to take money out of that account, they get penalized. It costs them to take money out of their account. Now, I will say that the reverse mortgage is not an inexpensive loan, only because it is an FHA insured loan, and FHA charges 2% of the appraised value as an upfront setup fee. This changes. It has changed tremendously over the years. It used to be 0.5%, and then it went to 1%, and now it's 2%. And so we would like to see that changed back down, because that upfront cost is, that's a huge chunk. But if you look at it as a long-term investment and being able to take out equity out of your home, you take that final figure and gauge it over the next 20 years, and it's really not that bad.
No, it isn't. And how else are you going to get all that cash you put into your home? How else are you going to have that cash to spend for as long as you live while still living in the home?
Correct. And that's the other thing. That's the beauty of the reverse mortgage, is that, you can live in the house for the rest of your life, forever, forever and ever. Amen. And that's the good thing. There's a lot of people that I talk to, maybe they've been in their house for 25 or 30 years, and maybe they lose a spouse, and they just, they don't want to go into a nursing home. They want to just stay at home. Why not pull out some of that equity if you do get to the point where you need some care at home? Pull out some equity and have in-home health care so you can stay at home and you don't have to go into a nursing home and wonder if, you're going to get treated right or whatever.
I was going to ask you to tell some stories of the people you help get the reverse mortgages. Tell us, and of course, without giving names, how have they spent this money?
Wow. Well, I've got a lot of different stories to tell you. I'll use my parents, for instance. They got a reverse mortgage. My parents are both in heaven now. But I will say that, 20 years ago, they had gotten a reverse mortgage because they had all this equity in their home. And my father really wanted to go to the Holy Land. And so they went to the Holy Land and went to Greece and did this beautiful vacation that they've always wanted to do. They were able to do that. And then when they got home, they bought a motorhome. And they loved going to the reservoir every weekend. They'd park there and they'd do fishing and just doing their hikes and everything. It's just, why not use that money to enjoy life and do the things that you've always wanted to do, but really haven't had the extra $5,000 or $10,000 to take this beautiful vacation.
Don't put it off.
Yeah, no.
Do it.
Because life is so short. I mean, I'm in my
60s
now.
Well, we don't want to hear that Saturday morning.
I know, but, you know, it's like now, and especially because I recently, you know, lost my mom, I think, you know, I need to enjoy life more. Not that I don't enjoy life, because, you know, I'm so passionate. I'm not ready to ever, well, I shouldn't say ever, but I really love doing my reverse mortgages and helping people and watch how excited they get when they learn that, you mean I can take out money and I don't have to make a payment? I mean, that is one of the biggest things.
And I'm sorry, folks. Money does bring happiness. It's
well,
a fact.
It does. But, you know, the other thing is there's a lot of people that put off, you know, remodeling their kitchen, or they need to, you know, they've had carpeting for 19 years or 20 years and they want to replace some things, but they don't have that extra money set aside. It's like, you know, and they don't really want to, with interest rates on credit cards right now, you can't put it on a credit card, or you barely make a monthly payment and you get nowhere fast. So why not use the equity in your home to do some of the things? Maybe you want to paint it. It's been beautiful outside. And so maybe, you know, instead of you painting, hire somebody to come paint your house for a couple, three grand, whatever. Just do it. Exactly.
What Patty said.
Yeah.
10:17 is our time. We're going to take a break. One more segment with Patty Wood. If you have a question about reverse mortgages, and I know people do, I'm, again, so thankful you're here to clear things up and answer them.
Thank you.
You're an awesome resource, and you are the research reverse mortgage expert in our community. Enough said. 884-9910 is our number. We'll take those calls or texts, and we'll be right back. One more segment with Patty Wood with American Pacific Mortgage. All right. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:18.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Anyway, it's 10:21, 21 after 10. Yes, I bought the cats a cat stroller, and I can't.
That is hilarious. You're that guy that I see walking down the street. But instead of a dog, you've got cats. Oh, my goodness.
We're gonna walk every night with a cat stroller. I'm one of these guys who thinks, oh, my gosh, my cats are bored. What do I do? So I went to Chewy, got this cat stroller, and every night we're going to walk around the block with the cats. People think, oh, my gosh, Kathy had a baby.
That
it looks
is
just
funny.
Like a baby stroller.
Right.
And
right.
I'm dying to see how they react to this. Anyway, Patty Wood is here. With American Pacific Mortgage.
Right.
Reverse mortgage expert. Patty doesn't think this is a big deal, but this is in the news. I saw it on Google News. There are new FHA citizenship and residency requirements for reverse mortgages. This came out Wednesday from the FHA. It applies to the HECM program, the Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. Here's what it does. It restricts qualification for FHA-backed mortgages to U.S. citizens or permanent residents. This sounds like Trump policy here.
Not for U.S. citizens.
It says it restricts qualification for FHA-backed mortgages only to U.S. citizens
right.
or permanent residents. That's
correct.
What it says.
Yes.
So you're telling me that non-residents were getting reverse mortgages?
I've never done one. In 17 years, I've never encountered somebody that came to me that owned a house that wasn't a citizen.
But could they have?
I suppose.
Well,
I suppose so.
It's moot now because this is the new rule.
Right.
Non-residents cannot get reverse mortgages. That's fine. That's cool. I have nothing against it.
Well, and I would imagine because of the illegals that we have had in the past, they want to make sure, you know, and these people, I guess, were buying houses. I don't know how they were buying houses, but houses.
I don't know how people can steal checks like somebody did from me and just mark an X on the signature and get it cashed.
I don't know how that happened either. Because,
no, it happens.
Yeah, I know. Well, it must happen, but
yeah.
They must have a insider, somebody at the bank or something, because if I go into my bank to deposit some money for my husband, I get the runaround. I got to show my ID. I've got to, you know, how come you're not on this account? I mean, but it's
I don't know, Patty. I don't, it seems pretty lax out there to me. My credit cards now have my picture on them, and nobody wants to see it. No,
I know.
I'm serious.
Well, no, I'm serious. And I, you know, I'm not a big fan of credit cards simply because of the interest rate.
Yeah,
so.
I had to call a credit card company again because I got charges from Gilbert, Arizona from a movie theater.
Huh.
Anyway, we're off topic.
Yes.
Okay. Let me just continue asking, what else have people done with the money that they got from a reverse mortgage that you enabled them to get? Because I love this topic. I really do.
And I've had people come to me and they want to get their house painted. Their house hasn't been painted in 25 years. Mm-hmm. And so they've just been touching up here and touching up there. Because it is an FHA-insured loan, you cannot have your paint chipped, you know, around your house.
Oh.
They consider that a health and safety issue. So I just have my clients, it's like, you know what, if you're going to paint your house anyways,
right,
just do some touch up. And then once you get the money out of your house, then you can paint the whole thing the way you want it to do.
Right.
So yeah, that's, you know, it's been that. I recently had a client that needed a new furnace, you know, a new furnace.
Thousands,
you know, $10,000. And it wasn't, she just wanted to upgrade. She had like an older oil one or some water with the floor base. And so she wanted a new furnace. And, you know, $10,000, it's like, pull some of that money out of your house. Why not make yourself comfortable and do some things for your home that you would like to do? This is your house. This is where you go to every day.
People, a lot of people probably think we're talking about old people here. You only have to be 62.
Yes.
60. Now, to me, that's young. Okay? No, it is young.
Right.
These days, people live, many, many people live a long, long time.
That's true. And 62 is not that old. It really isn't.
And you can get a reverse mortgage.
And you can get a reverse mortgage. Right. You have to have equity in your home. So I do run into some people that they misunderstand that, you know, if you're just because you're 62, you can get a reverse mortgage. You must have enough equity in your home, because the younger you are, the less money you'll be able to pull out. Because the older you are, your life expectancy is shorter. So
But you get it back.
You do. Yeah. You do get it back. And it is a really good thing for, you know, I always joke about this. I think people need to retire at 50 and go travel and do everything they want to do and maybe go back to work when they're 60. You know, so they've got 10 years to enjoy life. And that's, you know, that would be a great thing. But
I want to address the people who are right now thinking, well, gee, what would I do with this all this extra money? That's the fun part.
Right. That is.
don't think about it now. Just get the cash and then have a wonderful time thinking of what you can do with it.
Yeah, you can pretty much do anything with it. You know, the other thing is, you know, there are some people that are concerned about leaving money to their children or leaving money to their grandchildren. My answer to that is, why don't you take some of that money and spend it with your children or with your grandchildren?
Yes.
So you can see what they do with the money that you're giving them. You know, that's a good thing to do. So that's the other positive thing about it.
Buy your
mortgage.
Wonderful memories and share them. Oh, my gosh, Patty.
Right.
That's a great.
Well, and the other thing, there's a couple other strong points that I want to make.
Yes.
Getting a reverse mortgage doesn't mean you're locked into this for the rest of your days. You know, there's people that I've done a reverse mortgage and then they call me a few years later. Oh, I lost my spouse and I really am thinking about moving closer to be by my children. You can sell your house at any time that you want to. Even if you have a reverse mortgage, it's just a lien against the property. Just like a traditional mortgage, you have a lien against your property. So you sell your home, you pay off that loan, you either go live with your kids. I've got a lot of people that say, no, I'm not going to live with my kids. I want to get my own house. So then we can do another reverse mortgage on the next house that you get. It must be your primary residence, so you're only allowed to have one reverse mortgage at a time, but you can do multiple reverse mortgages.
The flexibility is very impressive.
Yes. And, you know, a lot of people, they don't understand how the reverse mortgage works, or they've heard all these myths over the years of, you know, the bank's going to take your house and you'd lose, you know, your name's not going to be in the house. And there's so many myths that are untrue. If your home is in a trust, you leave the house in the trust, you can homestead your house. I mean, there's just a lot of things. If people have questions, call me.
I am thinking that with prices the way they are now, and with the stock market taking this horrendous dive where we lose over 700 points on the Dow just yesterday.
Yeah, ugly.
That people are looking at this, hopefully, as an alternative. And let me say, it looks like a very good alternative that is not going to put you out.
Right. And, you know, that's the other thing, too. When you do take money out of your investment account, you're going to get penalized. And maybe now you don't even have that much money in there. It's like, now it's time to take a look at the reverse mortgage option for you, because it might work.
I asked Patty once, "What do you like your job? What do you like about doing this?" And she is very passionate about helping others, especially seniors, although I don't consider 62 to be a senior. I think that's moved up. But seniors who have not been educated about the reverse mortgage and how it can help you enjoy their golden years. And there's a very, it's overall misunderstood, the reverse mortgage. Look into it and have Patty stop by your house and run through the numbers with you, like she did with me.
Absolutely. That's one of the things I do. I will come to your home. I'll run the numbers. So the loan that I run the numbers for is designed just specifically for you and your home. And I explain it to you. And if it's a good option and it works, that's great. If it doesn't, if you think, nah, I can't do that right now, I'm too young, I'm too whatever, that's fine too.
Yeah, you are not hard sell.
No.
You're not. And I felt at times when you were talking to Kathy and I about this that you were kind of, I don't know, you didn't go for the deal. I mean, you were almost talking us out of it in a way. I think it's a wonderful thing. But I'll tell you, Patty Wood, you would not make any money selling the cars at the car lot.
Well, it's not that I try to talk you out of it. I just want what's best for my clients at the time that they do this. And I have to have everybody on the same page.
Well, you don't tell just one side of things. That's what I love about you.
You
bring out the very few negatives, and I know all the good positives of the reverse mortgages that people can get. It's an awesome thing, and it can help out a lot of people, helping people.
Right.
That's what this is all about.
How
can people contact you?
Okay, so it's patricia.wood@apmortgage.com. That's my email, and my phone number is 775-954-0366. That's 954-0366.
Text or call?
Yeah, text or call, either one. Yep.
Patty Wood.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Fast half hour. All right. We'll talk. Stay in touch, dear. I'm John Potter, breaking for Fox News. We're going to have Steve's hot water. I always say that. Hot water heaters. Water heaters. Plumbing. We're going to be talking about with Steve up next. Then we'll get to open topic, and then we'll get to giving away show tickets for this weekend. I'm John Potter. Time for Fox News on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 1033.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local, I'm John Potter. Thank you, folks, for tuning in. I do appreciate it. 1038, Steve is hanging. I just told everybody we're talking plumbing next, but I think our comedian is calling in with those free tickets. You want to go out and help the maids clean up? Oh, he is? Okay, good. We'll do McThomas right now. You were scheduled for 11. Man, talk about an early... This guy, if you have him do some plumbing at your house, he's going to show up a half hour early.
Good stuff. Stuff happens.
Won't you get out of here?
I'll be back.
All right. I'll see you later. All right, on the phone, Nick Thomas, you there?
All right, lads, how are you?
All right, now we're doing it. I'm so glad you called. We had trouble talking to you last Saturday. We were on location. Mick Thomas is appearing at Carson City Nugget. Now, they have comedians all the time. You, I've heard awesome things about. Tell us a bit about yourself, Mr. Thomas.
That's very nice of you. Well, I'm from Ireland originally, of course. And
you're kidding.
Yeah, I know what gave that away. You can hear my pasty skin through the phone. I was excited to come. It was my first time out here, and I hear great things about the show, about the showroom, about the club, and I'm excited to be back out here.
Tell me about how Americans react when they meet somebody like you from Ireland. I mean, what do you hear a lot? I have a very good Australian friend, and I am tempted to do his accent when it's my turn to talk. But what's the reaction to a bloke like you from Ireland?
Well, first of all, no one can do it. Every time someone attempts it, it's either a Pakistani, Jamaican, or wherever. But it's quite entertaining to watch him struggle.
Well, my Australian friend, he gets a lot of that shrimp on the Barbie stuff, you know. So what is it?
Yeah,
Irish
which is
mean?
Funny. That only came from a movie. You know what I mean? I think I think most people's reference of Irish accents is a Lucky Charms commercial, which not one box of Lucky Charms has ever been sold in Ireland. But you know, when in Rome.
They don't sell Lucky Charms in Ireland?
They do not, no. We don't want to offend our own people.
Is your family still in Ireland? Do you talk to mom?
Yeah, well, I do talk to my mother. I call her constantly, but she doesn't pick up because she only died a few months ago. So she's not much of a talker these days. But all my brothers and sisters are over there, too. I've got two of each, and they still live in Ireland.
How was St. Patrick's Day in America for you?
Well, I was working on it, but St. Patrick's Day to me is one of the worst days. I don't like it. Because whenever I go, like even in my local town, I just find St. Patrick's Day parades are a bunch of people you already know just walking in a straight line. You know what I mean? Just blocking up traffic. So, I mean, I don't know what we're doing here, folks. Let's just move it along.
On the serious side, you became an American citizen. Tell us why, Mick.
I became a citizen for a few reasons. I do love living in America, and I'm very proud to live here. And I kind of felt like I needed to be. You know, and another reason was just to really upset my dad. You know, because he's a very loyal Irish man, and we're allowed to have dual citizenship, so I can be a citizen of Ireland and America. But I didn't tell him that. I told him that if I became a citizen of America, I would have to just burn my Irish passport. And it's a weird practical joke, but it worked.
Are we really that different here compared to Ireland? I mean, do we, like, I know the accents and all are different, but are we really that different? Like, we have the same kind of houses and everything, right? What do you see as differences?
There's not really that much different, to be honest with you. I think Irish people are just more polite, but we also fight more, so that doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Whereas Americans, kind of like, at least where I live in New York, they're just rude, but then love going to war. So it's a healthy mix, I think.
You just performed in, because I see here on the internet, you performed in New York, Florida, New Jersey, and North Carolina. So I just brought up differences between us and Ireland. What about the differences in our own country here? Was there a difference in the people that you met in New York, Florida, New Jersey, North Carolina? Was there much difference in the people you met in these places, Mick?
Yeah, it really is, and that's one of the things I love about America, that from state to state, it's different. Like right now, I'm in one of your national parks taking this call, looking out over beautiful scenery, and everybody's extremely nice and polite everywhere you go. You know what I mean? That everyone stops to say hello. So you really have, so far, a really polite state. But then you go to New York, and they're, you know what I mean? It's just, especially where I live on Long Island, it's just the rudest people. Where being polite is considered rude, and being rude is considered being polite. And I mean by that is if you go to a deli to order a sandwich, so if you stand there and take your time to talk to the guy, ask him how his day is, that's considered polite, but everybody online behind you knows you're being rude because you're holding up the line just by being friendly. You know? So it's really, and then it goes the opposite too. The polite thing to do is like, yeah, just shut up, give me my sandwich, let's move. Like, which is, I consider rude, and it's fascinating, it really is. But then you go to different states like Florida, it's just more laid back, and I think the countries with the states with the most harsh weather kind of makes it, you know what I mean, makes those tougher and more angry. But then you get people with, I mean, like I said, this state here is where I am right now. You've got gorgeous scenery, so I mean, why wouldn't you be laid back?
Where are you now?
Something Harbor. Sand Harbor, that's where I am. Sand Harbor, I just saw a sign over there.
Have you been to Nevada before?
I was in Vegas once, but it was when I it's one of those things where you fly into a show and leave on the red eye, so you don't really see it. You just kind of straight car, hotel, show, airport, home. So this is my first time where I really got to walk around and enjoy it, and I've been having a blast, and I kind of wish I could have extended my stay, to be quite honest with you.
Really, that good? Because I ask comedians, Vegas has two reputations. Some comedians say that the audiences are the worst in Vegas because they're jaded. They've seen every show there is, and they don't really respond too well. On the other hand, I've had comedians say, oh, these people are there to party, and they've had a few drinks, too. How are the audiences to you in at least Las Vegas?
Well, I don't know. It all comes down to what time of the day, what time is the show, what time is, like, there's a lot of factors that play into what can make it a good show. And I think with the shows I'm doing, for example, before we go back to Vegas, it's 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock, which are perfect times. They're not too late. Nobody is, like you said, jaded. Nobody's exhausted. Nobody, because it takes, believe it or not, it takes a lot of energy to laugh. it really does. You go, oh, I got to clap now. It's like 11 o'clock at night here. What are we doing? So I get that. But like, so when you go to Vegas, I don't know. I think if you time the show right, I mean, those late shows, nobody really likes, at least comedian wise. Any comic I know, they just don't like those late shows because, like you said, people are jaded.
Yeah. One more question. And I ask everybody this on the radio show. So I see you're happily married. I ask everybody this. How do you keep the romance going, my man?
I go on the road by myself, and I'm never home. That's bliss. That's how you get a blissful marriage, is just never be home.
Any other good marriage tips, McThomas?
Any other good marriage tips? That's a loaded question, really. Realize your fights are dumb. You know what I mean? Like, most fights are dumb. Don't have them, and just... you know, move on with your day. That's all I can say.
Bravo.
Most people have are dumb. They're just dumb. They're a waste of time.
Very good, sir. Very good. Mick, it's been an honor and a pleasure to talk to you. Craig is in Carson City running my producer. How many tickets do we have to give away to see Mick Thomas?
I have Craig? 10 pair of tickets for the 6 p.m. and 10 pair for the 8 p.m.
And, folks, we're giving them away, but if you don't win, you can buy tickets to see Mick Thomas. Mick, you're performing, what, two shows tonight?
Two shows, 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock. I'm very excited.
All right, Mick. It was awesome talking to you, my friend. And, folks, you're going to... Yeah, okay. Folks, you'll have a great time at Mick Thomas's show at the Carson City Nugget. Take care, Mick. All right, Craig, how do we do the tickets?
Sure. Yes, all right, sir. What we're going to do with the tickets is text in, and there are some criteria. You need to have your full legal name as it is on your ID, and you need to tell me whether you want the 6 p.m. or 8 p.m. show. I will not be texting back. I will be calling the winners after this show is over. So if you don't hear from me by 1 o'clock, thank you for entering, but I anticipate, because we have so many tickets, we have 10 pairs for each show. So that's 40 tickets to give away today.
Ben, I tell you, this station has the easiest to win contests ever. That's all you have to do. So do it now. Craig, I know you're going to be busy for the next 20-so minutes, so I won't be begging for calls. You can take a little break, but it won't be a break for you. You'll be dealing with all that.
One thing I've neglected to say is the phone number to text to.
Oh, yeah.
775-884-9910. Again, 775-884-9910.
Bravo. Okay, we're going to be talking. Thanks, Craig. Have fun with the 40-something pairs of tickets. Wow. Outstanding. Yeah, that's a great show to listen to this morning, huh? On Saturdays, every Saturday, 9 to noon, I'm John Potter. Going to be talking plumbing next. Plumbing! Question? No, you can't call in, darn it. I'll tell you what. I'll do a solo segment, so nobody's going to call in on that. I guarantee you. Nobody calls when I talk on a radio. So I'm going to be solo here. We're going to do Fox News, top of the hour. After that, we're going to be talking plumbing, and we will take calls with Steve. Steve's hot water heaters, and I did it again, darn it.
I was going to slap your hand.
I can't change. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:50.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk and 99.1fmtalk.com.
So, I did 300 crunches today. It was a bag of Cheetos, but still. I'm John Potter, live and local. Time is 10:54. Our current temperature, by the way, that's a nice forecast for today. Don't know about tomorrow with the cloud and the coolness coming back in. But let's see what the current temperature it is. Okay, 43 degrees, but quite a bit of sunshine. We should hit a high of 55 degrees in the Reno area. So I got a little time to talk solo. I wanted to mention Europe. Did you folks hear about the French politician who made the comment about the U.S. and their gift to us, the Statue of Liberty? He was saying that we don't deserve the Statue of Liberty, and how it might be a good idea for them to take it back from us, how the French should come take the Statue of Liberty back from us, or that we should send it back to them. This happened this week. Reading now, a French politician has called on the U.S. to give the Statue of Liberty back after suggesting that Americans have, quote, chosen to switch to the side of the tyrants. Raphael Glucksmann, a member of the European Parliament, made the comments at a rally this week. He said, "Give us back the Statue of Liberty. It was our gift to you, but you apparently despise her." White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt replied, "Absolutely not. I remind them that it's only because..." Oh, I love this. I love this woman. "I remind them that it's only because of the United States of America that the French are not speaking German right now." My opinion, I've seen it. I've seen the Statue of Liberty. It's not going to change my life sending it back. And I'm sure we can find people with experience taking down statues. You know, it's kind of a thing in America. Can we scrap it? It's got copper, right? But it's a funny thing how Europe and Canada, like in a month or so, suddenly they really hate us. It's like, I think we've discovered their true feelings. They've kind of been trolled on a little bit, but they've also been carried by us for the past 60, 70 years. Canada, longer than that. You can't argue. with a $200 billion a year deficit in our relationship with Canada. They rip us off every year in trade to their benefit and our hurt. And Europe, God bless him, and it's worked in our interest. I mean, we did not want Russia to take over Europe either, but we kept them safe from Russians from 1945 to the present, and we did it largely on our back, and not just our soldiers, but our dollars. And you know, you would have thought that that would have built up a relationship and maybe a little gratitude, but you know, a couple of Trump tweets, and all of a sudden, we're just the worst people walking the earth. Yes, I do have a chip on my shoulder about Canada. I mentioned earlier, I grew up near the border of New York and Canada. And I meet constantly people who work in broadcasting. They came straight from Canada, and it was easy for them. It's impossible for me to go to Canada and work there. So I have a chip against Canadians coming here and taking a lot of high-paying jobs that should go to Americans. I'm sorry, Colin. Colin Jackson. I'm sorry about that, but that's the way it is. I'm John Potter, breaking for Fox News Plumbing Talk up next, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.